Alrighty, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Onsite Insight Podcast. I'm your host, Corey Tompkins, and today we have Jimmy from Eastern Electrical, man. It's episode 51, and yeah, man, I want to, you know, we were talking a little bit off camera just then, and a little bit about me and a bit of a thing, but yeah, man, thank you again for coming on, taking the time out of your day. And yeah, if you want to just introduce yourself to our listeners anyway, you know, who you are, what you guys do.
Thanks for having me on.
That's all right.
Appreciate it.
That's all right.
I'm Jimmy from Eastern Electrical, owner of the company. We've actually kicked off this year, so we're very, very fresh.
Lovely.
Only 8 months in.
I love this, yeah.
But as some people know, we have grown quite rapidly. But backstory, before starting the company, last company I worked for, awesome, great, and I honestly wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't from the skills, the mindset, the mentorship, so it was really good. Growing up, played sport, so we had like a big hockey orientated family, family friends, so that's where a lot of our leadership management comes from. So just going through my apprenticeship, hated it, hated electrical. Started my apprenticeship from my cousin, he introduced me to it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is sick. Electrician is all about, money makers, sweet. So I was like, sweet. I'll make the move from originally from Hervey Bay as well. So I made the move about 7 years ago to Brisbane. And
for the apprenticeship, essentially.
Originally for hockey, just because we're in development teams and just training, always traveling down to Brisbane for trainings and whatnot.
So the plan was to go pro, or what was
the plan? Was go pro, try and make the Aussie development side. I was in the Queensland side. But man, it just got so tough having to drive 3.5 hours down for training for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then 3.5 hours back
in the car,
and then having to go to work the next day back home. So made the decision to move to Brisbane, and best thing I've ever done, moved to Brisbane, opened up my eyes to reality. So I was like, sweet, got an apprenticeship through hockey again. Because they're a very big hockey family, the company. Very welcoming. So I started that 2 years in, hated it, hated my apprenticeship. But going in and learning the trade more and picking up the leadership roles and getting the opportunity to actually run jobs made me think like, oh, sweet, I'm actually enjoying this. And that's what made me think, like, why I love electrical or just the industry, like building industry, but electrical especially.
Just being in the trades.
Just being in the trade. Like, it's awesome. Just a big paid hangout with the boys. But just in our industry especially, just doing shop fit-outs, because that's what we specialise in, shop fit-outs, restaurants, cafes. Getting to build relationships with the owner and then seeing their reaction at the end of the fit-out. Once everything's on, they come in, see the lighting, and just seeing them just amaze and just throwing high fives, handshakes, coming in, hugs.
Love it.
They love it. And that just made me think like, oh, fuck, if I can do something like this for myself and build a brand, we could take this pretty far. So started the company. I planned it for probably a year and a half before starting the company. Plan it out, build a clientele out, as you do, working overtime. Working over hours.
So I guess this is going to be a really good episode for a lot of guys, because you're still like you're like very fresh, right? So the amount of guys that approach us, or approach me in particular, about, you know, how they get the first client, how they get the first job. And as I said, it doesn't matter about the fucking trade that you're in, or the background that you get, the challenge is still the same. It doesn't matter. So, you know, I guess there's going to be a lot of, you know, I'm going to be able to ask you some questions and get your general, you know, your reaction of how you did it. Because taking the jump to go out on your own is not, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Nah, it's not for the weak.
Yeah,
so kicked it off, planned it out, but we'll get to the clients afterwards. But kicked it off, and it was smooth sailing. I took off to Bali before I actually kicked it off. Had the worst holiday there, because all I was thinking, like, fuck, this is it. I quit my job, got no money
coming in. So when you quit your job, then went to Bali?
Went to Bali.
And then you have this, like, Richard Branson moment where you're over there, like, I'm going to come back and take it over.
Yeah, pretty well. But no, I was stressed, but I was also excited. So, yeah, it was average time. Mrs. is a big help. She's awesome. That's another thing I'll touch on later on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, stressed as. All I was thinking, fuck, this is it. Got no money coming.
How are you going to make money?
How am I going to make money? Do I need a contract? Trying to get people, oh, hey, when I get back, am I right to contract?
Yep.
And then everyone was like, oh, start of the year, it's always quiet time. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, fuck. This is it. So I just took that step and I'm like, fuck it. Let's just go all in. So just had a business plan building up to that. And where we are now, I wouldn't think we'd be here for another 2 years because just how fast it's grown. But there's a lot of background work that we've done and what I've done especially.
Yeah.
So I still get people messaging me on Instagram, oh, Jimmy, like, I'm about to start a company, got any tips? Oh, how'd you do it? You make it look so easy. Mm. Yeah, I do make it look easy, but it's fucking hard. It's stressful.
Mm. Like, and you go through dips and flows as well, you know what I mean? Like, I think every business goes through ups and downs. Like, fuck, I've been through plenty.
Yeah.
When you think it's mad and then it's not. I'm such a strong believer in that it's more about the person that's doing it. And I think it's more of a personality trait than it 100%. Is anything to do with the dollars or the business or anything like that. It's more about, you know, you internally.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, so wind me back a little bit. So obviously, give us some context. Age now. How old are you now?
27.
Yeah, okay.
So still a baby.
How good.
Kicked it off when I was 26.
So okay, started it. This is lovely. Yeah. So now when you, I guess my question to you is to be pretty straight up. How did you go about making the transition? I think you sort of touched on just before about contracting to certain people. Was that the first thing out of the gate? Was it just you? And then you were literally, subbing to people? Or were you getting contracts? How did that sort of?
I took the jump by myself.
Yeah.
Originally, that was my plan, trying to do contracting, but nothing was promising.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm a big believer, everything happens for a reason. So, just took that step and I'm like, let's go all in.
Yep.
Let's chase work. But on the side note, before kicking off, already had clients on the side and I already did have work ready to go. So, once I come back from Bali.
So, I guess we could go back even further again. Were you very much a sort of guy that was doing cashies on weekends and doing things for
always doing that type of stuff.
Okay. Would you say that was sort of a foundation for your business to sort of stand on?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So done that. Heaps of cashies on the side and built up clientels.
Yeah.
Obviously starting in the resi game.
Yeah.
Got me enough to just get the ball rolling, get my foot in the door.
Yeah.
And I just started off, just whacking up fans, you know, PowerPoints, whatnot.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from Bali, we had that work there, but it was only like 2 weeks.
Mm.
So what I'm thinking is, what have I got for the next following weeks after that?
Yeah.
So I'm always just chase.
Chasing, yeah. Yeah.
It's been, the best thing I've ever done was take this step in life, but though people are going to listen to this and think, you're only 8 months in, which fair, I understand where people want to come from, you're only 8 months in, you don't know what you're in for, which is true. I know that I'm in for a lot,
but as I said to you, man, I think it doesn't matter. You could be 8 months, you could be 8 years, you could be 80 years, it doesn't fucking really matter, right? You've obviously taken the risk more than anyone else's, you know. People that would ever say that or ever think that, they've obviously never even done it. So it's like, I would never sit there and be like, oh, well, you don't know what you're in for. Because I think you're fucking, whether it works or it doesn't work is irrelevant.
Mm.
You took the opportunity that was in front of you.
Yeah.
You wanted to fucking put your balls on the line and you did it.
Yeah.
So it's like, the kudos goes to you. I think the amount of guys that, I guess we'll go back to your apprenticeship as to why you hated it and the journey, as you're, how long you were qualified and stuff. But I think, and you probably know as well, the guys that probably do message you, is a lot of them are in that sort of limbo stage where they've just finished their trade, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, whatever it is, and they're at a crossroad in their journey, whether they either A, stay with the company that they're at, happy with whatever the rate is that they're getting, and they just keep on cruising. Do your cashies on the weekend, do your stuff with your family, friends, whatever the fuck you're doing, and you just cruise, right? And then there's always that itch, even I see it, where they get their name, they get the company name, they might even register the company properly and do it correct. They're still doing cashies through that company on the side. And then there's always that fucking thing in the road where it's like, all right, well, I'm working Saturday, Sundays, I'm getting approached to do bigger stuff, I just can't do it.
Mm.
And then they go, like, do I take the jump or do I just fucking stay where I am? And a lot of guys don't, man. A lot of guys don't take the jump. They don't take the leap because they want the security.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reality is that it doesn't matter how big your business is. It's never fucking secure. And you have to be you got to be okay to not be in a spot of comfort because it's never going to be like you can find moments in time, but the reality is it's never really fully secure. And I think that's where a lot of guys get it confused is they think that the business will always be secure or that they're after the security. Fuck, that's not secure.
Mm.
And my argument is always this. When I always laugh when guys approach me about that, this sort of stuff is because my argument is so strong that I would go to argue that your job with an employer is less secure than working for yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that employer, when times get tough, obviously if you're working for fucking Amazon, well, even then, it doesn't really matter. You know, you're just a number, dude.
Yeah.
You can fucking paint it up as much as you want. You're the top in fucking Queensland. You're the leader of this, leader of that. You can do whatever you want. You can put whatever fucking job title you want on the fucking thing. But the reality is that to those larger companies, if you're working for like a smaller company, say you got someone working right next to you, that's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Same for me. When I first started out, the handful of guys that are around me, even now, it's a little bit different. They're like family to me. They're like, you know, if I'm going down, if they're going down, I'm going down.
Yeah.
But when you're working for a very large company, I would say that your job's fucking not that secure anyway.
Yeah.
And I think when you get that reality check moment, and you're at that crossroad, just fucking take the jump, dude. You can always go back.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I say to people. Because at the end of the day, you can... Well, that's what I've told my boss and all the boys. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Just shut it down and just go back. Work for someone else. So
yeah,
that's just what I told myself, like, in the end. Like, I'm going to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
And another big thing that helped me was surrounding myself with the right people.
Mm.
That were already there.
And who were those sort of people? Did you have family like that or was it friends like that?
Friends. So yeah, that are also in the electrical industry.
Yep.
And then others that are in like real estate and just have other companies.
Yeah. Yep.
Just in business related.
Mm-hmm.
And just hanging around them just really just gets your mindset tricked. Or not tricked, but just switches your mindset to think like, fuck it, let's just do it, take the leap.
Yeah.
And then my mate that has his own electrical company, he even just told me, he's like, electrical, you can't half-ass it. Like, if you're doing it, go all in. And that's exactly what I've done. Just go all in.
Yeah.
And take it all on.
And what about your partner? Like, how did she help you? Did she...
Oh, she's awesome. Yeah. So that's another thing for everyone listening on here is if you want to go find business, it's all about your spouse. Because, she's good. She's been there since the start. Like, just kick it off. So supportive. Like, just gets me emotional thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have a spouse that's just supportive and can see your vision, man, like it will motivate you.
Well, it's sort of one of those things, right? It's like you can't really do it without it. I always use this. I always say, like, Tamara's like my like consultant, right? She's like, I never go to her with like all the bullshit, like all the bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But she always hears, like, whenever there's a big decision that needs to be made or a big chess move or anything like that, dude, it's like the amount of conversations we've had on the couch of like things that have actually steered the business in certain directions, a lot of people would be amazed, right?
Yeah.
And without the resilience of, you know, your partner or the sounding board of them, it's almost impossible to do it because you'll be fighting against the grain so often. And in the vision, man, sometimes like we can see it. Mm. And this is something that I haven't really talked about a lot on is as business owners yourself, right? Like you would be able to see it pretty easy. Like you could see the future. Like you could see like, oh, listen, this is where I want it to go. And this is what the life that I'd want it to be able for us to build. And I think where it's been hard for me is not only I can paint the picture to someone, but to get them to believe in it is another thing.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not saying that like Tamara has believed in it, but she, there's definitely been moments in time where it is hard for them to see it. And I think over the years, it's evolved into what it is now, but fuck, man, it hasn't always been like that. And then when I got the business in a position and she's seen it, that gave her the reassurance to be like, all right, this guy's not just been talking shit. Because like you can, you know, same as employees, A lot of guys will ask me, number one, how do you get guys, how do you keep them, and how do you basically vertically integrate your staff into the business, like get them evolved and stepping up through it. Not only do you have to paint the pictures, sell the dream or the vision or whatever the fuck it is, like we've got a big one, is they need to see it. You can sit there on a fucking pedestal all you want and preach that you're the best of the best, you do the best fucking work, the best clients, whatever it is, you can say whatever you want. But if they don't actually see the growth or see the business evolving, they're not going to believe in it, dude.
Nah.
You know, you can say what you want, but they're just not going to believe in it. So the results do matter. And I think that's probably been the biggest thing for me is I don't really need to talk about it anymore because the guys know that when we say we're going to do something, like if we put a timeline on it, it's going to fucking happen. And that's been a long fucking journey to do because you get lost, like, but hey, it is a big thing, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there'll be those days, like, as you know, we'll be feeling down. Mm. It's just a matter of your partner just pushing your head up and saying, just keep going, don't give up.
Mm.
And
there's so many things, right? There's, like, so many fucking things. Like, I think what I love about you is because, like, you're so fresh in it, and it's, like, it's refreshing to me because, fuck, man, when I was in your sport 8 months in, I didn't realize any, like, fuck, the challenges that I was getting then were so daunting to me. And it's like you get hit from so many angles. Yep. You got guys that are willing to withhold payment on you, people that aren't paying, employees that are cracking the shits, jobs aren't going the way that you want to go. There's so many fucking things and you're the only person that's dealing with it. You're tippy top. There's no one else. You got no fucking support. Yeah, you got your partner, but it's like, you know, and to go through that, it's not easy.
Nah, it's definitely, it's very, very hard. But yeah, just starting this company has just been amazing. Like, I've learned so much, still learning a lot, still a lot to go. But yeah, I've put on two boys and then got two vans now on the road, which is great. Because I just got to a point. I've got goals written down, like 2-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan.
Yeah.
Which is another important thing for guys when starting a company, have a plan. Otherwise, if you're going to start a company with no goals or you're blind.
And it doesn't have to be something elaborate.
No.
Doesn't have to be this fucking thing, this 10-page, 20-page document.
Fuck no.
Fucking vision boards with your fucking shit cut out that you've printed. Mate, every January, I see everyone posting their vision boards. They go out to fucking Officeworks, they buy a pin board, and them and their spouse sit there and they pin all this shit to the vision board. Don't get me wrong. I'm fully a believer of vision.
Yeah, right? 100%.
But there's a big difference between a vision and then actually executing on that vision, right? Because I could fucking say that we're going to be international in the next 5, but it's like how?
Yeah.
How are you going to actually do it? So, like, for me, I put, you know, not only do we do planning of where we're going to be, but we do, like, actual checks. So, like, every 3 months, this is where we need it. This is the shit that we need to work on. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And that's it. And we execute on that. And then you look back in 2-3 years' time, you're like, holy fuck, we did it. And I think that's where a lot of guys get mixed, is they want the business to be X or give them the lifestyle of whatever, but they don't actually execute on certain goals that they need to do.
Yeah.
You know, how many guys that they need, who are the clients, how are we going to get those clients, where do we got to go? Like, there's so many different levels to it. You know, and I'm not going to sit like... Some guys have had easier runs than others. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like there is an ounce of luck in this game of business as well. But don't get it twisted. It's still, you know, you still got to fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You still got to earn what's yours. But talk to me back about, you touched on it a few times about your apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And why you didn't like it. Because there's a lot of guys that listen to this podcast that are apprentices and that are probably in that fucking spot where they didn't like it. And then what changed your mindset around... I wouldn't say you went from not liking it to absolutely loving it, but how did that journey fucking...
All right, guys, congratulations. You're halfway through this episode. I hope you guys are really enjoying it. But first, I just want to make a special thank you to Ideal Group Australia. Without them, I wouldn't be able to bring this podcast to you. So special thank you. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Buckle in and get ready to listen to the end of this episode.
So when you're young, you kick off apprenticeship, I don't know, people have different... aspects on it all, but why I didn't like it is I think I just didn't like how everyone was getting treated, but that's just the apprentice life. Like, it's tough love. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're gonna be hard on your boy. Like, I'm hard on my apprentice, but I'm doing it just to, so you get better.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realise back then. I thought I was just getting bullied.
Mm.
But no, it's just the boys just telling me, pull your head in. Mm-hmm. This is how you do it. Mm. Until you learn, which is fair enough. So when, once I, that's why I didn't like it, because I thought I was waking up, going to work with anxiety. Still, I didn't love it. I was too worried I was just going to fuck up again, do a mistake, and get yelled at. But that's just a part of the apprenticeship. Mm. And for guys listening on here, like, that's just what you're going to expect. But everyone's different. All companies are different. Mm. All bosses are different on how they treat their bosses.
Mm.
But I'll still be hard on my boys, but I'll also look after them a lot. And that's one way to keep lucky employees is just show them the way it is, but, yeah, just treat them fairly.
Yeah. And I think every apprentice is different. I think it's something that I've found as well, and I guess this is a bit of insight to some guys that may be running multiple apprentices, is it's not like one shoe doesn't fit all. You've got to really mold to each guy, because, like, for us, I've got apprentices that are older, that have got kids. I've got apprentices that are younger, that live in the valley. I got it's fucking the spectrum is, like, so broad.
Mm.
So you do have to find, you know, what makes them tick.
Yeah.
Is it money related? And if it is, okay, what can we do? Because the reality is, some guys, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just money. Yeah. You know, they're in it for the paycheck. Fair enough. But be honest about it. So, you know, I do probe my guys to be honest about that, and then I put things in place. You know, I might say to them, listen, it might not happen today or tomorrow or next month, but we can put things in place for you to get what you want.
Yeah.
Some guys are about the education. You know, they love the game. They're not too fussed about the money. The money is what it is. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, no worries. So you do have to be contextually to each apprentice and find out what actually motivates them to get up every day. And yeah, it is a fucking journey. Like, I'm not perfect at it. I've tried 1,000 different ways, and I'm still trying different ways. And, you know, I've had guys come through, finish, and fucking I've got other guys that are now coming through as well. And it's, it's constantly evolving. And to sit there and say that, you know, back in my day, like, yes, apprenticeships have evolved, right?
Yeah, 100%.
They have evolved. How I was treated and how my guys are treated, it's completely fucking different.
Mm.
Doesn't mean that it's any easier or any harder or anything like that. It's just contextually, that's the way that the world works. So, you know, that's, yeah, it's a bit of a learning journey. It's like a leadership journey as well.
Yeah,
100%. Because, yeah, like, if we go in now, like, even my leading hands, if they go in now fucking abusing apprentice, mate, they're going to walk.
Mm.
They will walk tomorrow. Like, they will leave. If one of my leading hands turns around to one of my apprentices and says, hey, what did you fuck? Like, just even, like, what did you just fucking do that
into
for?
Him, yeah.
Into him, right? They'll walk. They don't put up with this shit. But for me, it was very much the norm, right? If I fucked up, you were getting a spray, dude. And it was going to be a public spray in front of everyone.
Yeah, literally.
But, you know, that's the world that we fucking live in.
Yeah, and that's another big reason why I wanted to start this company, because obviously our industry is in high demand of trades. Like, where it's hard to find good people, or it's hard to find young people that want to work.
Yep.
Because that's another thing we'll touch on, social media. Like, yes, they'll see all the social media, e-com, make all this money online. Mm. Like, yes, you can make money online, but you can also be a tradie and enjoy. Like, people just get mind tricked on.
Yeah,
it's just what they see on social media. Oh,
dude, haven't I fucking? I have preached it 1,000 times before on socials about my stance about it. It's pretty fucking obvious. Like, you can make great money in whatever you decide to put your mind to and do. Whether you want to be in the trade, whether you want to do this or do that. Like, I've had guys come and go. Like, literally, come to me, start. Leave for fucking drop shipping or something and then come back, or day trading, then come back. Like, I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm literally not. It's just like, every time I do an onboarding now, my number one thing, I don't care where you've come from. I don't care what shit you have or anything like that. My number one piece of advice to every apprentice out there when you guys are starting, or if you are thinking about starting, the number one biggest fucking challenge you're going to go through is just the noise. That's it, is the absolute fucking jargon that's going to come out of your phone and the noise that you're going to surround yourself with. Because I guarantee you, every mate that you're going to be around on a weekend, not even a mate. You could just be out with your fucking two friends or one friend, and you might be having a conversation with some random bloke that'd be telling you, oh man, I earn fucking $55 an hour doing X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden they're fucking talking to you about you. Oh, fuck, I can't believe you work for that. And like, I say to them, listen, this is the reality of it. In the moment, you won't think about it. In the moment, you'd be like, oh no, I'm not listening.
Yeah.
But what this is what happens is it all goes into their little brain. And what they'll do is on that day, and it will come, they'll do a 12-hour day, whatever it is, their body's hurting, their head's hurting, they've just been sprayed. That is right where, that's then when that thought creeps into their head and they start contemplating everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 100%. They've just been sprayed at work, they've done a big day, they're tired. And then this little thought comes in, oh, man, can't believe you're fucking doing that sort of bullshit. Mm. Like, I'm earning X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it all starts to unravel. So, like, I try to put so much work into them to say, like, listen, man, you need to block the fucking noise out.
Mm.
Like, don't be listening to your mate that's just jumped for an extra $3. Yeah. Don't listen to your mate that's working at Woolies or fucking, you know, he's had a massive hit on crypto and he's made 1,000. Don't listen to it, dude. Just stay in your fucking lane. Yeah. Don't listen to anyone. Put your blinkers on and finish what you started doing. Once you're finished, bro, go and move to Byron Bay, smoke weed for the rest of your life and fucking make espressos. I don't care. Do whatever you want. But finish your fucking apprenticeship and be done with it. Because everyone goes, oh, but I'm wasting. This is the biggest thing too.
Yeah.
I get a lot of guys say to me, oh, but I'm wasting my years. I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
The only time that you're going to waste is if you half-ass it and don't finish it. Yeah. That's the only time you're going to waste. You're not wasting time if you fucking finish. Yeah. If you started and you finished.
Yeah. It's not a waste. It's a lesson.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's why I want to touch base on starting this company, because everyone's going to see, yeah, I'm 27.
Mm.
But I want to just show this industry, like, it's fun to be a tradie, fun to be sparky, fun to be just in this industry alone, building whatever, and motivate young people my age and younger to actually get involved and rip in.
Yeah, 100%.
So they can realise, like, how much satisfaction you'll get out of the trade.
Yeah. And you get satisfaction of doing something for yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
And you just got to have a fucking go, dude, and just go hard at it.
Mm.
Like, I've got this one guy. I think he listens. I don't know. I'm not going to call him out. But I keep in contact with him pretty regularly. He actually finished his apprenticeship with me. He left. Awesome. And, he's always asking me. Like, he wants to do his own thing. And he's always asking what the fucking thing is. Like, what's the golden secret? I said, mate, there's no secret. You work your balls off, you build your client base, and your business will evolve, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to lose money and be prepared to lose it. Mm. Everyone's scared. Everyone's like, oh, fucking, you know, the first time that their fucking client turns around and says, oh, I'm going to fucking half pay you, or they're not going to pay you.
Yeah.
Mate, be prepared for that, because it's going to happen 1,000 times over. Numerous times, right?
Yeah.
People are going to lose money. People are going to go bankrupt. You're going to have to learn lessons that you don't want to learn. And you need to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And, so he fucking, you know, he's now only just getting it. And I'm glad, because he's actually a good kid. And he's having a fucking go. And he's actually getting out there. And he's doing what I said. Because he's like, what do I do? I said, you get out on Facebook groups.
Mm.
You go and work weekends. You go and work cashies. Because as I just touched on at the start, about the whole client base with the cashies. A lot of guys get it confused. They're like, oh, but I don't want to do that. I want more money, but I don't want to work weekends. It's like, well, mate, I'm telling you now, that's it. Yeah. Like and I said this on another episode about it planting the seed and that being like literally the thing that you fucking, you know, your business will eventually stand on. It's like, for us, that was it. How I got my clients. I literally started doing cash work on weekends, and then all of a sudden, all those clients turned into clients that I was when working during the week.
Yeah.
Are they still clients now? No. But the business evolved over time. So, you know, don't be afraid to do that, but you're going to have to fucking work for it.
Oh, yeah. It's
you're going to have to work. If you think you're going to get in there and do 3-4 days a week and your business is going to be making $1 million a year, good luck. It's not going to fucking happen for you.
Yeah,
but you've got to enjoy it.
I've spoken to some other electricians too that they'll be like, yeah, I'll start my own thing, but I'm only making enough just to pay for the bills and pay for the family. Like, fair enough. Like, that's good. But
some guys are in it just for that as well. Yeah,
literally. And they're just in for that. I've spoke to other people who have started a company, had it for 5 years.
Mm.
And they're like, nah, literally, I wish I didn't do it. Like, it's not worth it.
Mm.
But why was it not worth it? Like, you got to really, and that's another thing that's important in business is tracking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going wrong. That's why it's good to have the every fortnight or monthly.
Yeah.
Look back on what happened last month. Where'd all the money go here? Where'd all the money go there?
Yep.
And just going wrong. And another important thing in business is people skills.
Yeah.
As people know, my mates know, like, I've got really good people skills, and that's honestly what's helped me get through my business and helped me get all my clients. Business and confidence, because it'll take you a long way.
100%. And like, I'm telling you now, like, fuck, you're a lot confident than me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm 30 now, but like, I still look like I'm 16. But like, even back then, like, when I can't remember how old I was when I started. I'd been like 21 or something, and I was trying to get clients then, right? Yeah. So you can just imagine the fucking hurdles of trying to compete. You know, I literally look like a baby, and I was trying at that time. You know, I've said it 1,000 times before, but I was trying to be the superstar builder and all this sort of stuff, and fucking it was fucking hard, man. But I kept going, and I think I don't think business is for everyone. And I think a lot of guys do blame external factors of, you know, we had a guy, who was the guy that we had in here the other week? He was talking, he started his business, because I love to hear different things, right? You're 27. This guy was, I think, 37.
Yeah.
He had 3-4 kids, and then he started his business.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of guys say to me, like, it's too late, or they've got so much more to lose, or they got a bigger mortgage, or... And I'm like, and this is what I always preach. It's got nothing really to do with the business. It's about you, dude.
Yeah.
It's about the guy in C.
Yep.
Fucking successful or not, you've either got an itch or you don't. And you're going to either itch it or you're not. And it's like, you know, when he said it to me, I was like, fuck, man. And it's funny because I loved it, because I was like, I literally have close people that are like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it, because I've got too much to lose.
Yeah.
I'm like, well...
It's just an easy excuse for someone to say, oh, I've got kids.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the thing. Like, I don't have kids. We want to have kids, my partner and I.
Yeah.
But I plan, like, let's get this business going.
Yeah.
And then plan to have kids later on.
Yeah.
But we have a mortgage as well. So that was another thing on my mind when I started.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, we've got
a mortgage. Am I going to be able to do it?
Yeah. I've got a mortgage. We've got to fork out this amount a week. So the first 6 months, I actually didn't even pay myself a wage. It's just going all back in the business. So luckily enough, my partner earns pretty good money, so we're just living off that, but just getting by, living off her wage, and now start paying myself. We can work out where the money's going, what we need each week, and start putting money aside for else, other things, and everything else just goes back to the business.
For the first 4 years of my business, Tamara earned more than me every week. I earned fuck all for 4 years. I still remember every single fucking week Tamara would earn more than me regardless. And then it got to the point where we were earning even. And then obviously the business to the point now where, like, she doesn't work and like, she's able to do what she does. And, you know, the business can provide for us. But fuck, man, it's like...
It's hard.
It was hard. And we stayed in it. And obviously the dividends are paying off now. But, you know, fuck. If I got into it and I said to myself, listen, it needs to be what it is by the time I'm this age, I would have failed.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was actually going to come way sooner.
Yeah.
Right? But I enjoyed the fucking thing. I enjoyed the process of doing it, man. If I always look back now, like, I'm in the next phase now and I'm fucking revving, dude. I'm like literally revving for the next part. But it's like, I look back on everything now and it's like all those times when I was working ridiculous hours and this, that, and the other, fuck, I enjoyed it, man. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. Work doesn't feel like work. It's my passion. I wake up. Pump out 10 hours on the tools, go home, do 4 hours admin. But I love it. It's good.
Yeah.
And people always say, oh, why are you working so hard? Don't you want to do work-life balance? I'm like, nah, fuck that. I don't want work-life balance.
But you're working for yourself too.
Yeah.
It's like people put more effort and more energy into something that's not theirs than they do for their own fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've got family that, you know, they treat certain things in certain situations like it's their fucking own, dude. Literally, take it home, stress about it, worry about it, fucking... I'm like looking at it like, dude, it's fine.
Yeah.
You leave, something happens, they're going to survive.
Dude. Yeah. 100%.
They're going to be fine. You can act like the world's going to come falling down, but it's not. It's... But then when it comes to yourself, it's always like, oh, well, fuck, can't believe you're doing that. Or, you know, fuck, you're doing all that for nothing?
Yeah.
You only made nothing?
Yeah.
It's like, well, dude, I'm having a go.
Yeah, because that's the thing, like, talking about noise. Before I started, I'll tell people, I gave my boss 10 months' notice. and there's a word going around, oh, Jimmy's starting his own thing. Oh, no, he's not going to do it.
Mm.
People just talk, oh, as if he's not going to make it, rah, rah. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And then I actually started, and then they realise, like, oh, fuck,
mm-hmm.
he's doing it. He's finishing up. He's actually going mm-hmm. for the launch.
Yeah.
Because I've had people that doubted me,
mm.
but I've started it, and they've actually come back
mm.
to hit me up and get opinions on, oh, mm. how do you do mm. this? How do you do that?
Mm.
So it just goes to show, you just got to stay in your own lane. For people wanting to start, just don't.
And just listen. Don't compare yourself, yeah. dude.
Don't compare. Never compare yourself. It's massive. Like, fucking, that's where so many people go wrong. You fucking, comparing yourself. Yeah. You're still like, oh, I'll start my own thing. This guy's doing
yep.
fucking 60K a month. I want to be there. How can I yep. get that? And you feel bad.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's people burn from that.
It was the biggest thing, Jimmy, that I struggled with. Yep. Biggest thing. I compared myself to so many people. And the biggest thing that changed in my world is when I stopped.
Yeah.
I just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I stayed to myself, stayed to my family, I stayed to my kids.
Yeah.
I just stayed in my lane, dude. That was literally, it. I took, don't get me wrong though, I seen what other people were doing and I took inspiration.
Yep.
But I never compared myself to them.
Yeah.
And like the guys that I'm in and around now, like, fantastic. Like, I don't compare. Like, some of these boys are doing massive businesses, like,
yeah.
super profitable, but not just the money, too, is my biggest thing. And I think I talked on it a few weeks ago. It's evolved from not just about the paycheck or how much the money is or fucking how much money you made. I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
My biggest thing now is not only what the business is that you make, but what is the life that you get to live, right? Mm. What's the lifestyle that you live now? How does the business operate when you're not there? They're the things that really impress me. I don't care if you're making fucking $1 million a month, dude. Cash in the bank. That doesn't, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm not, my dick's not getting hard over that. But if you're telling me like you can do these many hours and you're still present with your family, you're still doing this with your wife,
mm.
you're still fucking, you're a really good husband or partner or fucking, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, dude, that to me is fucking, that's man. Yeah. I love that. So, like, that's where it's been, you know, right at the start when I was only in that, like, first few years, I compared myself so fucking hard. How do those guys make that money?
Yeah.
Fucking how are they on those jobs? I want to be doing that. How do I do that? I need to be the same as them. And I fucking, it used to beat me up, man. Yeah. It used to fucking really beat me up.
Yeah, mm. people just get easily upset about it.
Mm.
But that's what I've learned. Just stay in your own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Just connect with your partner. Always mm. just communicate.
Talk. Mm.
If there's problems, sort it out, resolve yeah. it. But in yeah. the end, there's a solution to everything.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's stressful and whatnot, but
mm.
there's just going to be a solution to everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to keep ticking yeah. along.
And the cash flow. Like, you're yeah. always going to be, it's always going to, like, my biggest thing too is the waves. I never realized how big the waves were going to be. When I started, I think I was probably 4 years in at the time. And we went through a really aggressive growth phase and I didn't anticipate what the fuck that was going to cost me. I thought, mate, I'm making money, fucking, it's fantastic. Yeah. I thought, this is sick, like, and then all of a sudden, bang, I got hit. And then, yeah, I was like, where the fuck is all this money coming from? I got the ATO hit me up, like,
yeah.
I couldn't foresee it. And then all of a sudden I was like, that was a reality check that I needed. Yeah. I was like, all right. I need to start doing shit fucking yeah. properly now. Not that I say that I wasn't, but it's just like a lesson that I had to learn and then we overcome it and then we evolve again.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys when they're, you know, this is probably more talking to the listeners now, but a lot of guys when they're thinking about starting their own, they overcomplicate the situation.
Yeah.
You know, they think, how am I going to, like you just said, how am I going to make my mortgage payment?
Yeah.
How am I going to pay for my kids?
Yeah.
And they're overly complicated in their head. Mate, if you've got a month ahead of you, you'll be fine.
Sweet, yeah.
You'll make it work, dude. If your back's up against the wall and you've got bills to pay, I'm telling you. Like, I bet you right now that if someone rang you next week and they said, Jimmy, you got no fucking work next week.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now, you'd be on the phone and you'd be fucking running, you'd be hauling ass.
Yeah.
And you'd make it work.
Yeah.
One way or the other, you'd make it work.
Well, second month in, I had 1 week booked out.
Yeah.
This fit out.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we can't do it for another 2 weeks.
Yep.
So I'm like, fuck.
What am I gonna do?
On the phone straight away, calling everyone,
yep.
getting leads,
yep.
trying to move jobs around where I could, but I'm literally chasing work, chasing. Yep. And Instagram has been a massive help too,
yep.
to get them all work. But yeah, just chase. You got to chase at the start.
That's it. And then what you find is by doing that, it gives you self-confidence because yep. for me now, when I see in our pipeline there's a flow, I don't even sweat it.
Mm.
Because I've been through it 1,000 times before. So I'm like, yep, this is the process and what I'm going to do. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. If that doesn't happen, I'm going to do X. I'm going to A to Z, dude.
Yeah.
A to Z. And I think that's where you learn that muscle over time, and you know, you just fucking manage it. And then the reality is that if it is a slow week, well, okay, well, we're going to do this then. And if you need money to come in the door, you're going to make it happen. Is it going to be the jobs that you want or the margins that you want? Probably fucking not, but who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You're staying in the game.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. You just got to stay in the fucking game.
Yeah. You got to go through it to grow through it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Your mindset will switch and you don't realize you actually start a company.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned fucking heaps, bro.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
Yeah. What would you say that the biggest thing that's been your biggest, because there's a big difference, right? From when you're an employee and you've got certain targets or shit to hit, but when it's your money on the line and you're the business owner, there's no number.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a number two. It's you, dude. You're paying the bills. So it's like, what do you think would you say right now, you know, call it a year in, what's been the hardest, the biggest shift that you've had to overcome?
It's literally cash flow, I reckon. Because where we are now, we've taken on these bigger projects.
Mm.
And I didn't realise, like, oh, yeah, money was coming in when I was just doing resi maintenance, like cash flow, getting paid like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And take on bigger jobs. And you're stuck on this job, just me and the boys.
Yeah. Do they push you at the end of month?
Yeah, push you at the end of month. Mm. I'm like, fuck, I've got to pay for this. I've got my monthly bill coming up,
mm-hmm.
but I've been stuck on this commercial job.
Yeah.
I've got no money coming in.
Yeah.
So that's been a big lesson is... you got to really focus on cash flow. And that's what a lot of people talk about. Cash flow is important.
Mm.
So that's why I've got this second van to focus on the resi maintenance side.
Yeah.
So I can just send
so you can keep that
my boys in. Out, resi maintenance, just ticking away. Just keep whacking all that in. But it's good. And then I'll focus on the commercial side.
Yeah.
But that's, honestly, that's my biggest lesson, just cash flow and just being prepared to pay for your end of the month bill.
Yeah. It's a big thing to swallow. Like we ended up, the first fucking slap in the face that I ever did is I took on a very large job, and in the contract it actually said 45 days end of month. And just to contextualize it to the listeners, at this point in time in my journey, I was still on the tools and I had probably like 6 guys for me at the time, and I'd never done that long of a fucking stint without getting paid, and I didn't have the fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
Didn't have it. And I still remember I had to actually ring him and be like say to him on the phone, be like, listen, I fucked up here. I didn't realize, because I hit him up. I said, like, listen, man, it's been 14 days. I'm not giving my payment. They're like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Your payment's fucking due at this time. I was like, wait, what? They're like, you signed the contract. I was like, fuck. So I rang him up and I was super apologetic. I was like, listen, man, I fucked up. Like,
yeah.
And went through it. But that was a lesson that you had to learn, as you just said. Like, you got to go through it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much. And I think the other thing I want to talk about too is a lot of guys think that they need X amount of money before they go out on their own.
Yeah.
I need to have 6 months of fucking expenses up my sleeve. Like, that would be perfect in the perfect world.
Yeah.
Right? If you tried to nut that out. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying doing it with zero.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's obviously stupid. But similar to having a baby, there's never going to be a perfect time. Yeah. You're never going to have the money that you think that you're going to have that's going to make you feel comfortable. If you have a 60 grand in there, you're still going to contemplate it. You're still going to look at it and go, fuck, is that enough? It's probably not. You just got to make it. You got to take the jump. Just do it.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the thing. When I started, I didn't have a lot of money either. Mm. I literally had 20 grand saved up, but I saved that over 2 years.
Yeah.
I was on good money, earning good money, working a fuck ton of overtime.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was doing 130 grand before tax.
Yeah.
Just working a fuck ton, putting pennies away.
Yeah.
So I started it, and I've already blew half of it, 10 grand, just setting all up, company set up, trusts, getting the van wrapped, which was 5.5 grand, to get it wrapped. But I just thought, let's just do it because it's good marketing.
Yeah.
And so I had 10 grand to play with.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just thought, fuck it. You only live once. Like, the only way you're going to learn is just going all in and just doing it. Just take the step.
Yeah.
And best thing I've ever done.
Keep you hungry too.
Yeah.
You know, if there's money in there, you'll get comfortable.
Yeah. And my missus always tells me, like, oh, you really got to, because I'm a grateful person. I love our life, love where it is. But I never look back on where I've come from.
Reflect.
Never reflect on life.
Mm.
And I'm never satisfied. Like, I'll hit a goal and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is sweet. Or if I hit this amount, And I'm like, yeah, this is sweet, but what's next? I want more.
Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that, but that's something I need to keep, need to learn is just to reflect, be humble and just grateful for where I am. Because, my mind is just
It took me 8 years to learn that, muscle. It took me literally 8 years to learn the muscle of reflection and not so much gratitude because I don't want to get fucking fluffy with it, but it was just...
Yeah.
You know, to really actually look back and reflect on where we were, how we are.
Yeah.
And like now I do it every quarter, but doesn't mean that I'm satisfied at all, right? You know, as you just said, you're never satisfied. Well, I don't think as a business owner you really ever are. I think you may be satisfied in particular areas, but there's always room for improvement.
Oh, 100%.
And there always needs to be. So, you know, I think it was literally only like last year or the year before last was the first time where I really sat down and actually fucking thought about it for like a full day. I came into the office. The only thing I did all day was just reflect. I went back through all my notes, all the jobs. Yeah. I ran all the reports and I just sat back and thought, dude, it's actually fucking happening right in front of my eyes. Yeah. Like what we set out to do. And even to the point, it was only like last week, I was sitting down and we were going through forecasting and that, and I'm looking at the trajectory and I'm like, it's happening right in front of me right now. Like everything that we set out to do and we planned for and fucking risked, put my balls on the line, all this stuff, trying to just get fucking clients. Like people think that clients just walk in the fucking door, dude. Mm. I'm still out there like trying to fucking compete like anyone else. That doesn't just happen. You know, now only fucking 18 months later is that starting to pay dividends now with those clients. So, you know, I'm starting to see it. But it doesn't mean I'm satisfied at all. No. It just means that I've learned the muscle to actually, you know, reflect. And I think it is valuable, man, like to be able to do it. Because it gives you confidence as well to know, like, yeah, okay, this is where we were. And I still remember even the first year I went from two guys to four. And Tamara was like, so you doubled your company in 1 year. I was like, say it like that. Like, because she's like, think about it contextually. She's like, if you had 100 employees, you just doubled in 1 year. Yeah, I know you don't have 100, but going from one to two, you know, it's the same fucking thing. Mm. So when I started to really learn that, you know, I think last year we went like 30% more, and that's fucking huge, man.
Yeah,
that's huge. So it is good, and I would recommend anyone to fucking do it, even in your job, like not even as a business owner or if you're along that journey, if you're just an employee too, like think about like where you started when you started with that company and where you are now.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the guys that started with me and where they are now, number one, they're probably getting paid way more. Like I know for a fact that the guys that when they start with me and when they're getting paid now, they're getting paid more, you know, they're probably in a much more senior role now. And it does happen and it does evolve and you got to reflect and,
100%, man.
Yeah.
Because 5 years ago I had this reflection with my partner as well. 5 years ago she brought it up. She said, think about where you were then to where you are now, and that made me think, like, fuck. Oh yeah, 5 years ago I was just an apprentice and I was literally dreamed to be where I am. But I'm not the type of person, I won't think of it until I'm reminded of it. That's why it's good to have a spouse again in business. And I'm very grateful where I am and where the business is at the moment. I'm very happy with, like you said, there's room for growth, but there was a point, I was probably 4 months in, I got a bit too big too quick, but you're starting that, like you get excited, you're saying yes, you're taking it all on. That's one thing I've learned too, is learn to say no.
Yeah.
Cause I've had contracts come in like, oh, can you do this block of townhouses? Can you come do this commercial like, development?
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I'd love to, but I can't.
Yeah.
And there's so much work out there. Yeah. People don't realise there's so much.
And it comes through waves, right? Yeah. You go through phases of saying no, but then the good old fucking thing comes back up and you. Or you bring on those extra guys, you're like, yeah, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, the other layer to it now is that I've got people in and around me that not only am I saying no, they're also, like, I sounding board off, not just my partner, but the actual fucking office team that I got. And I say, guys, can we do this or not?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, if they give me I'm like, yeah, okay, done. Yeah. But if they're just like, yeah, nah, like, don't, that's you'll fuck it. Us. That's when I just don't do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what I mean. It's like, you do go through waves of doing it and it's fine. Like, fuck, man, I've taken on a shit ton of work and then being abused because, oh, you overpromised and under delivered. And it's like, well, fuck, like,
Yeah.
There's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Like, I have done that numerous times. Am I proud of it? Fuck no. But that's like to sit there and say that you're perfect and that you that anyone, that you've never done it, you'd be lying to yourself.
Yeah.
I know builders that have way overpromised, right? They're the superstars. They fucking got the best renders of photos and they put up the fucking thing and they look fantastic from the outset. But I'm telling you, I know for a fact they've paid their subbies late, they fucking let clients down, they've said yes to 1,000 other developments and they don't have the fucking guys to do it.
Mm. Yeah, 100%.
But to them, they're perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm the first one to sit there and be like, nah, you're not, dude. Trust me. You're no different than me. You're exactly the same.
Nothing's perfect in this world.
Nothing's perfect, right? So, but yeah, man, like, fuck. You got to be happy where you are. And like, as you said, you start out in your apprenticeship fucking hating it.
Yeah.
Now you run a fucking company where you've got an apprentice. So it's
I love it, bro. It's like, that's honestly, fucking, I love that's it. That's
nuts, dude.
I'll wake up loving it.
Yeah.
So, but with people starting as well, you just got to be prepared to just lose time because there's going to be times where someone will be like, oh, yeah, here you come, look at this job. You drive 45 minutes, half an hour. Could be even be an hour.
Yeah.
Drive there, drive back, quote it up. You've already lost, what, 2 hours of your time.
Yeah, and then you don't get the fucking job
anymore. Don't get the job.
Yeah.
And then that's where people get really cut up.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, fuck, nah, if this is going to happen, I'm not going to get anywhere.
It's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Your time's not fucking worth anything.
But that's everyone's not going to say no.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned is building relationships with the client, like, first thing. Every time I see a new client, don't even talk about work. Just talk about family, like talk about
whatever,
the house, this restaurant, like, oh, this is beautiful, this is gonna look nice, like get them feeling good. Build their trust, because once a figure comes in and they know they've earned your trust, they're gonna say yes. And I've learned that a lot.
And then you keep the trust, and then you'll find through fucking things that, you know, you might have to break the trust, then you got to rebuild the trust, and like there's so many fucking things to it, man.
But this high-end restaurant I just completed, Bar Monte, probably favorite fit out of the year.
Yeah,
by building that relationship with the client and them being in the food market has just got open another door to do other restaurants, like with their friends. Just power word of mouth is going to be the best.
It's the best. You don't need any marketing. You don't need paid ads, all this bullshit. Yeah. You don't need any of that. Just do a good job, build relationships, and you'll be fine.
Well, yeah, we might come off expensive, but we deliver in the end, and we always make sure the client's satisfied. Yeah. Always question, like, are you happy with everything? Is there something you don't like? And they're like, oh, can we change this? Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Here's my number one, as we're about to wrap up, but here's my number one advice with the price thing. If you ever in a situation, and this is for like any sort of guys that are starting out in business, if you're ever in a fucking situation, I nearly bet my fucking kids on it that a client, if you send in a price and that client rings you, they are never going to fucking ring you and be like, holy fuck, I can't believe how cheap you are. Like, it's always going to be more than what they wanted. Always.
Yeah.
And if it's not, you're in the wrong fucking game and you priced it completely cooked.
Yeah.
So be prepared for them to fucking say that you're more expensive than the rest. Mm. Or, Jimmy, you know, you're sitting at the high end.
Bro, I've honestly had it. I've quoted this
it's gonna happen.
And this client was like, oh, because I touched base with them. Oh, how'd you go to the quote? Rah, rah. They're like, oh, you're more than triple than the client. I'm like, all right, sweet, all good, happy days.
Yeah.
3 days later, I get a notification, quote's been accepted. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck, yeah.
And then they call me like, oh, actually, nah, there's been a bit of a stuff around. We'll go with you. Yeah. Can you come do it this weekend? Mm. Like, yeah, done.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, but that goes to show again, I built that trust and the relationship with the client.
Yeah.
Because I knew the person I am and they seen the work we could do and we could deliver. So they were more than happy to pay for what we've done for them.
So now, tell me, what is the plan?
The plan? Listen,
what do you got in the works? What are you, don't give me like the full blue horizon, right? Or what your end goal is, because I think that will evolve from what I'm seeing anyway. But like, what are you planning in the next probably 2-3 years?
Definitely get off the tools. This time next year, be off the tools.
Yeah.
I'll forever be on the tools. We love it. Like, there's all the other sparkies and other boys know. We'll always.
The business will get to a point where you have to. Yeah.
But get off the tools and just focus on the business,
because
that's important. You got to focus on the business. Otherwise, if you're trying to do everything yourself,
you'll do nothing.
Yeah, you're fine. You'll burn.
Yeah.
Put on more boys, get another van next year. And my partner's currently doing half the admin.
Yeah.
Get her in, fully take over, quit her job. She'll come in and I'll get off and I can just be the face like you are in the company. Just get out there.
Yeah.
Just go do meetings, clients, seal the deal.
Yeah.
And then just obviously teach your boys, train up. to our standard and yeah, just make sure we deliver.
No, I'm excited for you, man. Cheers, bro. It's mad. It's mad. No, it's going to be a sick journey. No, I mean, I'm glad because it's like, you know, I would say you're probably one of the youngest guys that we've had in here that's like freshly just started. A lot of the guys that we've got are like, they're older than me and talking about back in their day and all this sort of shit. But it's always refreshing, man, to like see a guy that's hungry and keen to do it.
Because
like it was the same as me, man. I fucking, it was a slog, dude.
And I, like in your shoes, it'd make you feel good because, and that's, I want to inspire people as well.
Yeah.
Like I love it, and I love talking about my journey. I love motivating people, and I'm helping a few of the boys at the moment get there.
Yeah,
that's your company.
Yeah,
ball rolling. Like.
Yeah, and if guys that I've got too, you know, we employ heaps of guys.
Yeah,
if they say to me they want to do their own thing, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
everyone goes, oh, you're gonna take my clients. I'm like, fuck it, I can give a fuck.
Yeah,
you want contacts? I'll give you contacts. You want cashies? I'll give you cashies.
Yeah,
whatever you want, I will help you do it. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I'm there. If guys want to, business is hard enough. Right? Oh, so I'm not there. I'm not there to cut anyone at the fucking knees. I don't care. There is enough work out there. And if you don't think that there is, you got rocks in your head. Up here in Brisbane, man, there is fucking ridiculous amount of work.
Especially with the Olympics coming up.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Great. Right? And
crazy.
Builders at the moment, I got a few fucking in my inbox that are like, they're, you know, older sort of guys and the mentality, oh, you know, it's, mate, I'm telling you, you fucking, it's happening right in front of you. You're not, all these jobs that we're seeing come through, bang, 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 mate, there's not enough guys, literally not enough guys. So, you know, I'm all for it and fully supportive. So, but hey, if anyone is listening and they want, they're electric, you know, they're an electrician and they want some advice, perfect to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, happy to help.
But, Jimmy, man, I want to, thank you again for coming on.
That's it
for this episode. It goes like that. It's very quick. But, I hope you guys that are listening got something out of it. And we will see you on the next one.
Awesome. Thanks, bro.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If something hit home for you, it would mean the absolute world to us if you could like and share this podcast with someone else that would benefit from it. Tune into next week's episode as this will be one that you don't want to miss.